You're listening to Clan Chat, the locker room, where we introduce each member of the team, old and new, to you ahead of the new Elite League season. I'm Craig Anderson, and we're going old on this occasion, certainly in terms of length of service rather than age, to a player we've come to know well in Zach Sullivan, returning for a fifth season with the club since signing from Basingstoke Bison in 2014. Sully played under coach Pete Russell in the successful GB national team that won gold and promotion to the top flight of the World Championships earlier this year in Budapest, and I asked him if he'd come down from that particular high yet.
I think everyone's saying the same thing. We dared to dream. We managed to win a gold medal that no one expected us to. And it's time to look forward to the new season now.
Yep, new season, another season with the Clan. The first one is Glasgow Clan. What's your thoughts on the rebranding, changing from Brayhead to Glasgow?
I think it was a big step in the development of the club. Again, like everyone's been saying, it's a big step to kind of make ourselves heard in the Glasgow area. There's a lot of football teams and rugby teams, but there's only one ice hockey team, and I think if we can push that, it's the base to make a very good club even better.
Now, last season was, of course, disappointing, but it's a new coach, a new team as well. A lot of old faces have come in with a lot of new ones as well. What have you made of the players that Pete's brought in this year?
Yeah, well, as you know, I played with Pitty, Bex and Fitzy before. Mike coming back, I think, is very big. And, you know, with them, you know you're getting guys you can rely on every night. And then with some of the other guys, they've played in the league before. They know the type of hockey that's being played, and they proved themselves last year, and hopefully we gel well in the preseason, and we can use the month of away games and really get our teeth into the league.
I've heard a few people say this out with the club, but I'm curious to know your thoughts as a player. Do you think the identity of the Clan is coming back?
I think under Finner we had different identities, different years. I certainly think that our team is, looking back at my first year, it's maybe as tough as that team. No disrespect, obviously, to anyone in that team. Mm. But, you know, 1 year we had a fast team, and it's. I don't think you can go through this league playing one particular style of hockey. I think Cardiff have shown that best, that they can adapt to different styles of hockey. They can play a fast game or a physical game or a grinding game if they need to, and I think everyone else has kind of learnt from that, and they've said, well, if we want to compete with teams like Cardiff, we have to play like Cardiff, and we have to be able to play different types of hockey.
Of course, Pete's come in as the coach. You worked with him for the GB team. You've worked with him previously in one of the age group GB teams as well. How big an asset will he be to the Clan this year?
Yeah, he's very knowledgeable in the game. He showed that with our success in Hungary. I think it would be good that it's someone from Glasgow, so he can reconnect with the fans, with the club, and it'll be. I've not worked with him in a club capacity, only really a national capacity. So it will be. I'm looking forward to see how that will work.
And of course, it's just a matter of weeks before those first games. The summer series games are up first. How much are you looking forward to being back in front of the Purple Army again?
Yeah, I always enjoy having time back home once the season's finished, but then the hockey bug gets you, like it gets all the fans, and you can't wait to be back on the ice and playing hockey. And with the fans that we've got, you know they're going to make a noise when you come back, and it's definitely something to look forward to over the summer.
And of course, as I speak to you, we're at the start of August. How excited are you to get in among the guys again? I know the dressing room environment's unlike any other in sport. What's that like to get back involved with?
Yeah, it's good to catch up with guys that you've played with before. Obviously, there's a few imports that we've played with before, and obviously the British guys like Woody and Peaks and Rusty. But you can always feel the excitement at the start of a new season when everyone's in the changing room for the first time and it's the first team practice. Everyone's raring to go and ready to prove themselves to the new coach. And I think everyone's going to be looking forward to that and getting their teeth back into the hockey season.
So that's it. Thanks for listening to this Clan Chat vignette as we build up to the new season. Don't forget to subscribe to Clan Chat through Audioboom, iTunes and Spotify. And if you want to leave a review about this or any edition, feel free to do so. All feedback is welcome. Get the latest news and ticket information from Glasgow Clan by heading to the website, clanihc.com, like the official Facebook page or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at clanihc. I'll be back with another interview, so on behalf of myself, Craig Anderson and producer Stuart Priest, we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.